This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Parents who received advance payments of the expanded child tax credit last year should see the remaining half of that credit in their refunds this year. But the expansion was temporary, part of the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan. A push by Democrats to make that permanent isn't going anywhere in Congress, despite growing evidence that the expanded credit has made a big difference for families. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
It might feel like you've heard this story before. I've certainly done it before. There's been a bunch of research on the child tax credit.
In many ways, the findings were not surprising.
Elaine Mogg worked on a study that just came out from the Tax Policy Center. She says there are some new findings.
We noticed that people were less likely to be relying on credit cards, payday loans, or pawn shops to make ends meet during the time when they were getting the child tax credit.
But for the most part, this latest study confirmed a lot of things we already knew and that we've heard over and over again from parents.
So half of it went right into the account that we pay bills and stuff for.
Stephanie Lane and her husband live near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with their three youngest kids, who are 10, 6, and 3.
The other half went to us allowing the kids to do some type of activity that we normally wouldn't have the money for them to do.
Like karate lessons. They were getting $800 a month from the credit.
Oh, it was huge for us.
Study after study from the Census Bureau, from Columbia's Center on Poverty and Social Policy, and in the Journal of the American Medical Association has found most parents spent the credit on healthier food, education, extracurriculars, and household necessities. Alyssa Schmier is with the advocacy group Moms Rising.
It's incredibly frustrating, I think, to have a tool at our disposal that cuts child poverty almost in half, that really helps low and moderate income families in a way that we haven't really seen in a long time. And we just can't break through to make it a permanent long-term program.
Despite the growing body of evidence that all says it works. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.